This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Finn with Walter Yerkew and Mike Ray France on 7-5 Radio. I sound funny because I'm outside the Renegade Club in Arlington, Virginia, celebrating the birthday of Alessandra Griffith. Also, 7-5 Radio spokesmodel Danelle Rodriguez is here with us, but the place is so loud, I don't know how we're going to do the show. Anyways, let's get started. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well down here in the south after our little snow drift that landed yesterday, but we're doing all right.
Outstanding. Mike, how are we doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Outstanding. Anyways, let's get started welcoming all of our special listeners. Tonight, instead of our usual little Billy Keebler and Jan Laus's fire department, we want to say hello, good evening to all of America's bravest. Los Angeles City Fire Department, Los Angeles County Fire Department is going through some hell. We want to say hello to all of them and thank you for what you do. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and New York's strongest, as well as those living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, first order of business is to remember those murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Fortunately, tonight we have no names to read off. Anyways, first story in front page news, Los Angeles, California. The men and women of the Los Angeles City Fire Department, Los Angeles County Fire Department, California Fire, as well as other agencies in the area are battling in blazes in the 7th parallel of hell. And this could possibly have been prevented if people took proper steps. But anyways, we want to talk about the leadership from Los Angeles City Fire Department and what a mess that is. You have in the top brass, the top three positions, you have three female lesbians. The chief of department, Kristen Crowley, wants more DEI. She didn't mention any faster response time, better preventions, better tactics, saving more lives, saving more property. She's all about the DEI. Then you have Assistant Chief Christine Larson said that men who need to be rescued by women such as herself should not be put in a position that they're in. Well, people don't set fire to their property and then just sit there as a victim. So anyways, she's blaming the victim because her and other females cannot carry said 180-pound male. Anyways, I sent Mike on the detail to find out what the rank and file of New York's bravest has to say about this. Mike, you have that information handy?
I do. So I spoke to a bunch of guys that are active firefighters, some retired firefighters. Unfortunately, the active guys couldn't be on tonight because the FD here is still targeting people for talking at a class, so to speak. You know, they're still going after guys for all this stuff, trying to basically conduct witch hunts to you know, cover up any of the incompetence. But they all said the same thing. They said there's absolutely no reason that those hydrants shouldn't have water, that it's a failure of leadership, not a failure of the firefighters out there to do their thing. And they all were actually unanimous in that. I think every guy I spoke to said they would willingly go there right now to help if they could. And to, you know, the FDNY's benefit, the leadership there did offer to send guys and equipment out to California to help. California refused it. Newsom and the mayor there refused to help. So, I mean, that's just another strike against those incompetent idiots that created this mess that cost 12 people so far their lives and billions of dollars in damage. But the overall consensus with these guys is that, you know, they're in an impossible position, that the fires are completely uncontained. that there's no way you can fight structure fires when the landscape around you is burning, you know, and there's no, you know, readily available water or even ability to get the water you need to be able to actually fight these kinds of fires. They said it's just, you basically, you know, it's shooting spitballs, you know, at an approaching army. It's not going to do you any good. You're just going to put people's lives at risk and everything. And they were all pretty upset by it. They said they could see themselves being there and, you know, that feeling of helplessness, that feeling of being even unable to even fight back, so to speak. That was the predominant message they got across, and they wanted us to express our, you know, that they're standing in support with the guys out there fighting those fires right now.
Right. And tonight, on when I made the announcement of, you know, what we're going to talk about, I bothered our spokesmodel, Esther, to give me a copy of her costume from a Halloween party, dressed up as a member of Los Angeles Fire Department. Well, what say you about this absolute mess created by the politicians in California?
Well, you know, exactly right. It's been created by the politicians. The firefighters have been, you know, going at it 24/7 with, you know, short sleep breaks in between. And, you know, the community, a communities outside of the fire have been bringing food to the perimeters of this catastrophe, and you know, plenty of, you know, bottled water and things like that. So kudos to them helping out their firefighters and the firefighters. You know, they're very brave men and women taking care of what they can. The disappointment in and the frustration lies within their government, you know, starting at the governor right on down to the mayor of L.A. Now, if you guys watched yesterday, that fire chief, Kristen Crowley, gave a news conference one-on-one with a California Fox 11 reporter, and she spelled out and showed memos going back a year in regards to budget cuts, lack of equipment, cutbacks on personnel. And she was asked a direct question that the mayor let her down, and she finally said yes, which, you know, probably put her butt in a sling, similar to the slings that Mike spoke about just a minute ago, about, you know, our firefighter brothers in New York City, you know, can't come out and say what they feel because of, you know, the bureaucracy. And well, she's in the sling, so we don't know if she's going to lose her job. If she loses her job, you know, shame on the mayor. The mayor should have stepped down, and the governor should step down and have federal government come in and take over. The issue lying here is this woman, Karen Bass, was warned about the possibility of extensive fires because of the Santa Ana winds coming in and going over the mountains that were going to reach 80, 90 miles an hour. And she chose to go to, what was it, Guam in Western Africa.
Ghana.
Ghana.
Yep.
For a ceremony for some president being sworn in. Don't know who the hell it is. But it's on the west coast of Africa, near where Biden was a month ago, gifting $50 million towards a railway system, not in the same country, but in the same area. So the Gavin Newsom is calling the fire hydrants without water, the reservoirs without water, the brush that wasn't cleaned up. He's calling that all misinformation. He's invited Mr. Trump out to the West Coast to see for himself, but Trump didn't have to go. He knows already. You know, we've seen it on the satellite pictures that there's no water in the reservoirs. So this reservoir is being rebuilt since last February. And what a shame they can't get it straight. Also, they talked about having to divert, stop the dam. They took the dams down to divert the water back into the Pacific, so a endangered fish species could survive. Well, how did that work out? You know, so you save the fish, but you have $200 billion in damage. You know, 5,000 people displaced. The area and the perimeter around L.A. is destroyed, and there's nothing left for anybody to go back to. It won't be fixed in my lifetime, but God help us if it goes the wrong way.
Right. All right, with that being said, we come back. We got more on the Los Angeles City Fire Department and the fires in Los Angeles. Also, we are giving money to the Taliban. And also, I'm at another birthday party. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Center 5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. Scoop sent with Walter Yerku and Mike Rakebrand. I am live at the Renegade establishment in Arlington, Virginia, and this time I did not have to stare at Danila's Instagram account because she's here with me tonight inside being warm. I'm freezing my ass off doing this radio show. Anyways, once again, we're talking about the travesty that is Los Angeles, California. Once again, the rank and file men and women of Los Angeles City Fire Department, Los Angeles County Fire Department, California Fire, all surrounding jurisdictions, we support you. And all of America's bravest, we support you 110%. Anyways, to add insult to injury, Mayor Karen Bass, before she went off to Ghana, she cut $17.6 million to the Los Angeles Fire Department. What'd she do with that money? Well, she spent a bunch of it on the homeless people in the infamous Skid Row, where nobody got a house. Also, the city spent money on something called the Midnight Stroll Transgender Cafe. Also, the city of Los Angeles spent money on the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. $100,000 went to the NAACP Awards of Los Angeles, which really mind-boggling. It's the NAACP. They got money anyways. And then $8,000 for a gay and lesbian archives. And that's just the tip of the iceberg what the city of Los Angeles spends on its people other than normal citizens. Also, Walter, you bring up a good point. What, Donald Trump did bring up deforestation. I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast, and I was actually blown away that Trump was talking about this. It's like, how the hell does this guy know about all these things about how to prevent forest fires? I mean, if Donald Trump didn't win in 2024, he should have been head of California Fire, because he knew more than the governor. But, of course, then you have the governor saying, well, asking about the dry hydrants. Well, let the locals take care of it. And then you get idiots saying, well, it's climate change. Well, I don't know if you guys saw this, but you have people with blowtorches possibly setting these fires. So I'm not sure, but it looks, you know, I don't know if it's man-made or not, but, you know, lots of it could have been prevented. Also, actor James Woods, who is a great American, he had a couple of choice words to say about this absolute travesty. So anyways, you guys have any closing remarks before we go to our next story?
So the arson thing, they arrested at least one person. There's a picture of another person trying to identify for arson. So it does seem like the majority of these fires, at the least, are arson related. That, coupled with the fact that they shut down a reservoir that feeds the city of Los Angeles normally for some kind of nonsense repair without having the necessary materials to make the repair, and left it shut down this entire time, knowing that they were in the middle of fire season. And Trump is right. Responsible forestry is building in fire breaks. It's putting in, you know, clearing the brush, doing things like that. California hasn't done that in a long time. And they started having these wildfires every season. At the exact same time, they play these climate change games and stop doing responsible forestry. You know, and they're putting people's lives at risk. 12 people in this just latest incident alone, but how many hundreds over the last couple of years? It's really, truly failure of leadership and irresponsible. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Right. You're absolutely right. Hopefully these people in California will wake up. Hopefully they elect another, like Richard Reardon or Ronald Reagan. Luciano.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. Yep, everybody's inside. I'm doing radio. Anyways, the great Luciano De La Torre just walked by me. We did three of our best shows at his house. Well, you got anything to say about this mess that is in Los Angeles, California?
Well, you know, I think we covered why they're in a mess, how they're going to get out of it. Hey, nobody knows, because the big fire is zero contained. It's burning everything in its path, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. It's just, you know, horrible. All the people and you know, the well-to-do neighborhoods. I mean, they made more money than I did, than I ever would. And they deservedly bought the places that they wanted. They lived there. However, their local government and state government failed them miserably. They paid the highest taxes in the nation. They're in a fire zone, so a lot of them lost their insurance. So none of them have insurance. And you have Mr. Biden agreeing with Mr. Newsom that this is all, misinformation. You know, right back to where we were 2 years ago. You know, there's nothing here to see, folks. Nope, just believe us what we tell you. And it's just disgusting. We got 9 days left. We got 9 days left of this moron. I can't wait for a week from Monday.
100%.
Right. But one thing that really surprised the hell out of me was that one of the people in up in the Hollywood Hills was actor Steve Guttenberg. Who knew that the guy has enough money to have a house up in that neighborhood? Any of you guys see that Steve Guttenberg living in the Hollywood Hills?
I do. Yeah.
Anyways, I guess he's getting residuals from that police academy movie. But anyways, you know, it's not just. I mean, he lost his home too. But you know, we'll keep on top of this. And once again, those members of America's Bravest Fire Departments around the country, check us out, 75radio.org. Contact us if you have any inside information. We'll put it out there. And stay safe, everybody. Anyways, our next story, very interesting. I came across a podcast of a gentleman named Sean Ryan, not the producer of The Shield or Sons of Anarchy, but Sean Ryan, who was a CIA analyst and on the show, he was also a Navy SEAL. Also, he had a young lady named Sarah Adams, who was also a member of the farm. And she came out and said that U.S. tax money through the State Department is being sent to the Taliban as humanitarian aid in Afghanistan. Mike, you got any information on this?
Yep. So that's Sean Ryan's a great guy. He's got a great podcast. You should definitely check it out. Well worth watching. He has great guests on. So she is a targeting analyst, and she was also a regular analyst for the CIA. So she kind of covered both ends of the spectrum, and she's somebody who runs, she runs an NGO now, and the whole purpose of that is actually tracking terrorism. That's all she does, is track terrorism around the world. This is all they do. So she is the one person to probably look to get those kinds of answers. So $43 to $87 million a week going to the Taliban in so-called humanitarian aid. Now that is on top of the $10 million a month that we've been sending through Qatar to the Taliban's political wing since 2013. So for those not, you know, up on things, we were funding the Taliban to the tune of $10 million a month during the very same time frame they were fighting us in Afghanistan and killing our boys and girls. This is the U.S. government. This is how stupid they are.
Mike, do we know why we're doing this?
It's the same corruption you see and the same incompetence you see throughout government. It's the same stupid nonsense. There's an organization called USAID. It's a division of the State Department. They handle like all this humanitarian funding and funding we send to other nations and stuff. They're like the main hub for that. And they do it via like these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations, so-called nonprofits, 90% of which are just basically money laundering operations, you know, or our ability to fund terrorists. We created ISIS, right? Under Obama, ISIS was created by us to help destabilize Syria and Libya. That's true. That's out there. You can look it up. You know, we created Al-Qaeda to help fight the Russians in Afghanistan back in the 80s. You know, these issues that we're seeing, that we're dealing with, are all self-made. These are all self-made, and this is how it actually works. You know, the CIA, whatever other organization decides they want to do something, the State Department jumps in, they use the money through USAID to go out to these NGOs. The NGOs funnel the money to these organizations. They're created, funded, trained, supplied, and then here we go, game on. And we get our forever wars, which keep the, you know, basically the military side of the government funded in perpetuity, you know, the defense industry. So it's one big, happy, corrupt mess.
Right. I have it on good authority from somebody who did work at State Department. USAID is nothing but Spook Incorporated. Somebody says they work for USAID. They are a spook. Anyways, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's most of it is. Listen, this is all, you know, the intelligence community, people don't realize there's over 17 different intelligence agencies in the United States. You know, if you ask people to name two, they'll say NSA, CIA. There are far, far more than people realize. State Department has its own directorate that, you know, their operations directorate or security directorate, depends on the year, they keep changing the name of it. You have Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, and so many others, National Reconnaissance Office, all these other organizations that people have no idea even exist. And it's just a big, big money laundering operation. And then when you couple that with all the contractors that they use, or the NGOs that they use, so that they don't have to have their own fingerprints on it. So when they want to do something dirty, they know they can't have come back to them. They'll funnel the money through USAID or another organization like that and get it over to like a contractor or through an NGO to do the dirty work. And that way they have plausible deniability. It's a really sick, sick game. But this is the swamp that Trump is facing. This is where the real corruption is.
Anyways, we come back, we'll get Walter's intake. Also, I'll see if the ladies want to come out and freeze their ass off. This is Peter Scoop staying with Walter Yerke and Mike Rapey on 75 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. If you had any doubts about it being winter, well, think again.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
Bob Orovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
And late today, parts of eastern Kansas and Missouri up to 8 to 12 inches of snow in bitterly cold conditions. Also at townhall.com, Congress notified by the Biden administration of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel.
The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles to help Israel defend against airborne threats, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM-114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Denmark are investigating a report of some 20 drones over the port of Kyiv, just southwest of Copenhagen. Police had been called to the site by a witness who claimed to have seen the drones that later disappeared at a very high rate of speed. Police are trying to determine who owns the drones, as no permission had been issued for the drone flights in that area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important
pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Mr. President.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, so I have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia? Would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yep, you're still listening. I'm still talking. I'm still outside freezing my ass off. This is Peter Scoopstant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rayfrant. I'm outside the Renegade Coffee and Kitchen. Our friend Alessandra Griffith is having a birthday party. Our 7-5 Radio spokesmodel inside, getting warm, having a good time. And I'm doing the show for you. Anyways, we're talking about the scam that is giving the Taliban millions of our tax money, millions of dollars of our tax money weekly. Well, you got anything to add to this horrendous act from our corrupt government?
Oh, it's typical. It's typical. You're trying to empty out all our bank accounts before next Monday. And to the Taliban, you know, Mr. Trump's got his finger on all these buttons, and he'll start pressing them next Monday. There's really nothing else to add to it. All that crap is going to be over with and done with, and he's going to push buttons on a lot of issues.
Let's hope so, but I'm just sick and tired. You know, I had to spend $200-something for a new battery for my car today. My car's 10 years old, and I got to get tires next week. That's going to be $600. It never stops. And, you know, I'm paying like $15 for a drink at this wonderful establishment. But anyway, that's a different story. Anyways, like I said before, the guest of honor didn't want to come out because she's having too much of a good time. And our 7-5 Radio spokesman didn't want to freeze her, took us off, which I don't blame her. But our next story, the world's biggest ripoff. Now, imagine driving down the street in the town that you work in. You have to pay $9 to drive down the street. You're not crossing a bridge. You're not going through a tunnel. You're not taking a highway. You're not using a high occupancy toll lane. It's a city street. Well, this is New York City in 2025. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs the trains and buses as well as some of the bridges and tunnels connecting Manhattan to Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx, are charging motorists $9 when they cross 60th Street during peak hours, which is Monday through Friday during rush hour. The idea, which is supported by the governor and the mayor, is to fund the transit authority because the trains are falling apart. The whole system's falling apart, but they're still building the Second Avenue subway system. Mike, you're the last one in the state of New York. What say you about this horrendous idea of paying $9 just to go to work?
It's disgusting. They're hitting the very people who actually make that city run and function. So the ones paying the tolls are the working class people. That's who it's affecting, you know, and it's going to destroy even more. The city is going to put the nail in the coffin. At the end of the day, this is just about everything that the state does. Since Hochul's been in office, Cuomo as well, it's a money grab. It's just a money grab. They blew their wad on the illegals. They blew through hundreds of billions of dollars. They have no money. They can't fund anything. And the MTA is one of the biggest culprits. They've received billions of dollars in aid between the state, the federal, everything. And it all got squandered because, again, it's about consultants and everything else. They don't pay their people. They pay consultants and consultants and more consultants. And let's have a consultancy about building this thing, whatever. It's nonsense. The Second Avenue subway has been being – they were building that when I was a rookie in the academy, you know, in 2007. You know, it's insane. It's insane. It goes right back to what we were just talking about, Pete, you know, the whole corruption thing. It's just more corruption. It's more of the state and local level. And Hochul's an idiot. You know, she really is awful. She's the worst possible governor. She makes Newsom look smart. You know, it really is – it's sick and it's sad. But – we'll see if New Yorkers wake up, you know, finally and start actually voting, you know, voting Republican for once, just to kind of start turning the tide back to some kind of normalcy in the state. Otherwise, they're going to completely bankrupt the state and collapse it. You know,
right.
How many firms on Wall Street, you know, Goldman Sachs only stuck around. They were going to move when under Cuomo's regime. They were going to move to Florida, move all their operations. And he, you know, gave them some kind of moratorium on taxes or whatever, kept them here. But how long is that really going to last? You know, how long before the Wall Street firms say, you know what, we're going to go to greener pastures and leave. And then you're really going to see the downfall of the state.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, what say you? If you had to drive into one police plaza, would you want to pay that $9 toll just to drive on city streets that so some bum can wipe a dirty newspaper on your windshield?
Well, no, I'd probably steal your car and drive around and do that and rack up $9 every day. You know, I'd put on a scoop mask and just so when they took pictures of the front of the car. I have the green banana hammock fucking hanging from the rearview mirror, just to nail it. You know. So no, it's a freaking boss. They're taking a page out of the street gangs of the 60s and 70s, where if you had to drive down a particular street, you had to pay a toll. Same thing here. It's nothing but strong arming people and forcing people to do something that they shouldn't be forced to do, which is to take the subway. If they don't want to take the subway, why should they take the subway, man? They're setting people on fire, stabbing people, throwing people in front of trains. Not that car is the safest place in the world, but it's your domain, and if you choose to go ahead and drive down particular streets to get to where you want to go, then you should.
Right. And you know what? The city came up with this idea because in London they had came up with congestion pricing to get people out of the cars into the subways. Well, guess what? It might work for the city of New York, but instead of people going to the subway, because like you said, Walter, it's an absolute hellhole. It's like the 1970s and 80s where it just anything goes. But instead, the people would take the subways, and people would just leave. They'll just leave the city of New York. So the businesses will leave, the people leave. They'll say, "Forget this." And Mike, you're absolutely right. It's going to hurt the working people, the delivery drivers, people delivering food. You know, the Chinese food and pizza places. People coming down from Hunts Point Market. The cabbies, the Ubers, the Lyfts. It's going to hurt all of them. It's just the people coming from New Jersey. It's going to cost $16. Go ahead, Mike.
People going to work every day right now, they're kind of forcing them into the subways, which is like basically, you know, welcome to escape from New York. You hope Snake Bliskin's on the train. He might help you out because there's no one Daniel Penny's left after what they did to him. You know, it's disgusting. It is so backwards. It is so disgusting.
Right. There's no hope in sight. And then the New York firefighters, they're saying, like, we should be exempt because we'll go to one house in Lower Manhattan, and then we got to drive uptown because they need us for to work the shift up there, and we got to take our POVs. But the MTA is like, you said, we'll bring it up with your employer. Well, the employer, the city of New York, Mayor Adams, they're the ones that are saying go for it. You know, we support it. And you know goddamn well that the chairman of the MTA, all the MTA bosses, New York City Transit bosses, they got the fleet vehicles, and they all got Easy Pass, and they're not paying the $9 toll. So, anyways, it's just another ripoff, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, the people in California, people in Los Angeles are getting screwed. The people in New York City get screwed. You're truly getting screwed living here in D.C., but that's another story. Driving my box of crap, as Mike, as the jealous Mike likes to say. But anyways, that's all I got to say about that. Anybody have anything else about this travesty that is the congestion pricing? Oh, one other thing. Now, if you're coming through the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel, you do have a $3 discount. Instead of paying $9, you're paying $3. So you're paying like $27 just to come through the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel. But if you live in North Jersey or the northern New York counties, Orange County, and so forth, you don't get the discount, so you get to pay $16 crossing the George Washington Bridge, which is falling apart, and then going down to Henry Hudson and then getting off on 60th Street. Guess what? You get the $9, so you get double screwed. So guess what? People, I'm sure people who do work in Lower Manhattan that live in North Jersey, the northern New York suburbs, would drive down to the Holland or Lincoln Tunnel, so more congestion. Anyways, anybody got anything else to say about this travesty, this mess?
Remember this when it comes time to vote. Get out and vote. You know, no apathy. Get up, get out and vote. You don't like it, go out and change it. Get out and vote.
Right. Well, what's the? You got anything else to add other than run around my scoop mask?
Same thing along the lines of Mike. You know,
The only way you can change it is have your voice heard.
100%. All right, moving right along. See, this is different with us and other shows. We have backup plans. Anyways, Joe Biden's is tour of destroying this country had an awards for U.S. Medal of Freedom. But anyways, we come back, we will talk about some of the recipients of the U.S. Medal of Freedom. And hopefully I warm my ass up. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
All right. This is Scoop Station.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, and Walt and Mike. I was had to use the facilities, and I had to take a quick selfie with the 75 Radio spokesmodel. Anyways, I didn't have to look at her Instagram account, which is Danella.fitnessmodel, because I was standing right next to her. Anyways, the continuation of this destruction of this country and hatred of this country by Joe Biden continues. Last week, he gave out the Presidential Medal of Freedoms, which usually goes to civilians who do great things for this country. Past recipients include Rush Limbaugh, Paul Harvey, Andy Griffith, and so on and so forth. But this year, two people that got the Presidential Medal of Freedom are James Bond villains. One of them being none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the other one, none other than George Soros, who is a real-life James Bond victim. So, anyways, let's go over some of the greatest hits of Hillary and Mr. Soros. Some of Hillary's greatest hits include, hey, what's up? Arkansas suicide, Whitewater, Rose Law Firm, Filegate, Ukraine into Russia, Benghazi, the Steele dossier, unsecured email server, and the destruction of all evidence for Emailgate. For said server. And then there is George Soros.
Soros, who is an immigrant, devalued the currency of many nations, including Great Britain, in the 90s. Some of his hits include funding left-wing MoveOn.org, funding the Open Border Society, funding Black Lives Matter groups, funding anti-police district attorneys, which include Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, funding anti-police groups, advocating for open drug use. So, anyways, how many other cops, firefighters, EMTs, military personnel, and ordinary Americans are far more deserving than these two idiots? It's like I said before, it's sympathy for the devil all over again. Every cop is a criminal, all the sinners saints. Well, what say you about these two degenerates who got America's highest civilian honor?
You know, again, like I've said about the Oscars and the Grammys and all that other stuff and these medals, in this regard, it's just a show. It's a way to pat each other on the back and tell each other how great each other is and one another are. And it's just, a waste of time, waste of money. It's a waste of breath, and it's a waste of space. He pardoned, 37 death row inmates, not pardoned, commuted 37 death row inmates, pardoned, I don't know, 2,000 people or commuted their sentences and got them out of jail. The guy is, off his rocker. The problem, I think, is that he's stopped listening to Jill, and he's doing these things on his own. He just needs to back up. 2 months ago, he sat in the White House Oval Office with Mr. Trump, shook his hand, and said it's going to be a smooth transition. Well, it's been anything but. And we expected this. We did. We expected it. It's just fanfare. Fanfare. That's all it is. So it's just a shame that we have to see it, because of so much social media. But I think we're going to be okay. It's going to start on the 20th, and I can't wait for him to start signing these bills that he's got lined up. He's got to stack them. He might miss the inauguration gala. So. Which would be fine with him, which would be fine with Mr. Trump. He might go and have a glass of sarsaparilla or something, but he's all business starting the 20th.
Right. Outstanding. Mike, what say you about these two enemies of America getting the highest civilian award?
They should be getting the highest charges of sedition, treason, corruption, murder, everything else they've been involved in for how many decades now, working against the better interests of the nation and inflicting great and severe and grievous harm on innocent people all across the world. Absolutely disgusting people. But Walt's absolutely right, right? It's more of the virtue signaling, pandering nonsense. Oh, look how great we're doing. We're going to pat each other on the back. Walt's absolutely nailed it. He's absolutely right. That's exactly what that is. That those awards should be given to these firefighters in LA right now, or firefighters across the country. Most people don't realize most of the firefighters in our country aren't paid. The majority of them are volunteers. They leave the safety of their home every day to go out and help their fellow, citizens out of just because they want to serve. That takes a tremendous amount of bravery. So the people deserve a lot of respect. Firefighters deserve a lot of respect, man. That's a hell of a job to do. It's scary as hell, and they get up and they do it every day. And look, they're proving it right now in LA. You look how hard they're fighting, trying to keep these things under control, or trying to get them under control, against every obstacle placed in the way by inept politicians and corrupt people. They're amazing people. They should be the ones getting these awards, not the two dirtbags they gave them to.
Right. You're 100% correct. And, here's the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's easy for, when the camera's on, the president, he's shaking the hands of all these first responders, so on and so forth. But little Billy Keebler in Yonkers, New York, he was at a function for a person running for Congress in his district. And President Trump came up to, support this, Joey Biden donuts. And Trump came out cameras are off, no cameras around, came out and shook the hands of all the first responders that showed up, including little Billy Keebler, who almost peed his pants. But anyways, that's the type of guy Trump is. He does a whole bunch of stuff that nobody knows about, and he doesn't want any fanfare. And, you know, years ago, when I was living in New York, it's like, this guy is a, self-righteous, self-centered, just clown. But, he did a lot of stuff behind closed doors. Anyways, let's pray to God that this country gets to work next Monday. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Just want to thank Alessandra for inviting me out. She looked absolutely spectacular. And, of course, the Certified Radio spokesman looked spectacular. I look like myself. Anyways, Walt, Mike, I'll turn it over to you. You got anything intelligent to say?
Well, yeah, of course. I always have something intelligent to say. Well, that's not nice. I'm just wondering, if you found a coat at the homeless shelter to wear to keep yourself warm.
Right.
You go to the lost and found, like I told you.
Yeah,
the shrinkage is in effect.
Or did you go to the nursing home to see? Did you go to the nursing home to see who died yesterday? Try and get their clothes.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to go shopping.
And their
right.
teeth.
And the teeth, right? But I was at the point, like, do I want to wear something practical and warm because it's about 32 degrees? Or do I dress classy? So here comes Danelle, look like $1 million. I was like, oh, boy, I made the wrong decision again. But that won't happen the next time. But I am appropriately dressed for the weather. I don't look half bad. But anyways, Mike, do you have anything intelligent to say?
I'm just curious as how bad the shrinkage is. Like, have you gone completely trans now because of it without even having to have the surgery? It's completely in any now? Inquiring minds want to know. We know you're wearing a thong, so we're wondering how that worked out for you in this cold.
Mike, you're the only one that wants to know. But anyways, folks, on that note, you can check out last week's episode. It's 58 minutes of nothing but hysterical humor. I mean, stuff nobody can make up, and that's what I love about the people on this show is that it's all organic. We make it up ourselves. We don't call each other about jokes or bits or something like that. And it's just absolutely funny as can be. But for some reason, these gentlemen are, again, jealous of yours truly. I'm at this awesome party with some beautiful women hanging out, and Walt and Mike are home doing whatever that they're doing. But anyways, but check us out. We're at 75radio.org. The number is 75radio.org. But anyways, coming up next Sunday, I'm going to be at the Trump rally at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. It should be interesting. I got two tickets. I can probably bring a date. And then next Monday.
You got to buy tires next week. I don't think you can afford a date.
Really?
Inflation isn't cheap anymore.
I heard them Washington tires because they're expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. What? Tell me again why I brought you guys on my radio. Oh, yeah.
Because you're a masochist.
But think about this. I might be a mess, but I'm at this function with a bunch of hot chicks. And anyways, for Walter Yerkew and Mike Raybrand, this is Peter Scootstanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody. Be safe.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.